Welcome to a new update of some prophetic words that the Lord has been giving me that I thought I would just put them all together. So I'm just going to read them basically because I don't have them memorized. So the first one, the Lord was saying to me, bear with me while I get things adjusted here so I can read them. Okay, the first word was, the Lord is saying, what is wrong with my body? And the scripture is Hebrews 5:12. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food. You are still carnal babes. How can my body minister to the masses when all it does is minister to itself? My body has become a bunch of victims, not overcomers. They all act like they are needy, forsaken orphans with no faith to operate or minister to those not of the body. The Lord says to stop acting like a sick bunch of ill-equipped nobodies and get your armor on and start confessing who you are in me. My body is resurrected in newness of life. Am I sick? Am I in need of anything? Don't I own everything? Aren't I resurrected in a brand new temple? If you are in me and I'm in you, then identify with me. Partake of me. You are making null and void the victory that overcometh the world. Grow up and start acting like me. I'm getting sick and tired of you representing me with your sick and tired life that is not testifying me and my victory. If you claim to be one in me, then you need to stop acting like a loser. Stop ministering to the body. My body is risen. Then there's some footnotes. And I'll put them on the website with this message. So that was the first word. The next word is new liberty. God wants liberty in his body. He said, there are patterns and rituals and forms of worship that you have put set in stone, so to speak. These patterns you have created are not mine. I'm going to topple and crush them. I'm not a pattern. I'm not listening to your noise called worship. My way is higher than your ways. Make way by letting go of your ideas of ministry. I'm not in them. I will now do things outside of your patterns and your traditions. A new way will open up, a way to flow free from all organized patterns. My spirit is free to anoint those who are already free, those who allow me to work in them and through them to do of my good pleasure. My vessels have no preset patterns. They do not conform to your ideas of worship. My vessels allow me to flow in them freely. So let go and flow in me. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, freedom. So that means set free from yoke of bondage of law, unrestrained, unbound. In fact, the Lord said, you know, in Galatians 5:1. So Christ has truly set us free. So make sure you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery of belief systems, creating new belief systems, new forms of worship. There are no forms. There are no patterns. Stop creating patterns and forms and rituals and steps. My spirit does not conform. My spirit is free to flow. So stop even playing the shofar according to your traditions, because God has new patterns, new forms He wants to introduce that don't conform to anything. So that was the word on liberty. And the last word is called solemn assembly. The Lord wants to call a solemn assembly. Okay? So now he says it's a time to lament the state of the nation. The Lord has stated He is done with repetition and worship, but now He is calling a solemn assembly to lament and mourn the state of the nation that's likened unto Sodom and Gomorrah. In Zephaniah 3, he says, woe to her that is filthy and polluted, the oppressing city. I will gather them that are sorrowful for a solemn assembly, who are of thee, to whom this reproach is a burden. So in Joel chapter 1:14, he says, sanctify ye a fast and call a solemn assembly and gather together the elders and habitations of the land into the house of the Lord and cry unto the Lord. Groups of people in the U.S. are gathering together to celebrate their filthy lifestyle, having festivals to celebrate their polluted, unholy lives after they have left their first estate. Now they're in chains of darkness, committed high treason to God. And so it's time for my people who are called by name to humble themselves to repent for your ungodly, filthy nation. So the Lord says to blow the trump in Zion, sanctify a fast and call a solemn assembly. I had something I wanted to pray for you. Blow the shofar. Call a solemn assembly. So people, God is tired of our filthy ways. He's tired of us trying to move ourselves in the USA to the top of His hit list by, passing up Sodom and Gomorrah, making them look like a cartoon. So you need to spend some time listening to the Lord, because this nation is not becoming great again. How can any nation be great that's trillions of dollars in debt and celebrates leaving their first estate? So I'll post all of this on the website. So if you need prayer, call the prayer line. God bless. Bye-bye.